Chief Executive of the NHIS, Sylvester Mensah, says recent World Bank report on the NHIS is a reflection of the scheme's input. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Mensah said, based on the report, government has asked the Finance Ministry to inject more funds into the scheme to make up for any shortfall. The scheme cannot therefore be said to be collapsing because a strategic overhaul is being carried out to make it sustainable. Mr. Mensah spoke with George Ankra.
I'm glad you used the word if it's not maintained because that becomes very instructive. The report is saying that if additional inflows are not secured, then the scheme would face challenges in 2013. These are reports and analysis that the National Health Insurance Authority has done and communicated to its stakeholders. But let me quickly say that the whole idea of sustainability needs to be understood in its proper context. Sustainability is never defined in infinity. Sustainability is always defined within a time frame. Under the NPP regime, actuarial studies conducted in 2005 at the onset of the health insurance scheme revealed that by the close of 2009, the scheme may collapse if nothing is done to inject additional funding. By implication, the scheme's sustainability was defined within the period 2005 and 2009. What we did when we took over in 2009 was not to secure additional funding as revealed in the actuarial report, but rather to inject greater efficiency into the financial management of the scheme and to review the sustainability beyond 2009 through to 2012, so that if there should be additional injection of funds to redefine another sustainability period, then that should be between 2013 through to 2017. So indeed, the World Bank report is accurate to the extent that you understand the context within which that report has been written.
On monitoring and the challenges facing the scheme, Mr. Mensah said all the directors are on the field to assess developments in order to address difficulties.
As I speak to you now, most of our directors are in other regions also doing similar things among others. So yes, we are firmly on the ground. Yes, it is true that we have isolated cases of frustration from some providers across the country. But indeed, if these are not brought to our attention, and this is one of the reasons we have a call center, so that subscribers can easily log some of these challenges so we can easily respond to them on a timely basis. All those that have come to our attention, we have dealt with them. We have had situations where pregnant women have delivered and they've been asked to pay. We have had to quickly respond by getting a team to the facility and ensuring that the funds are refunded to the patient or subscriber for that matter. So yes, we have these isolated cases and we plead with the public to assist us in addressing some of these by bringing them timely to our attention.
Sylvester Mensah is the chief executive of the NHIS.